Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening, happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiar.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be. Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Chip Bell is our guest, our good friend, chipbell.com. Check it out. All the books that you would ever want to know about on taking care of your customers, including Sprinkles, Creating Awesome Experiences Through Innovative Service. Chip, thanks again for being here. When I opened up the hour and told the audience you were going to be here, Chip, I was talking about, you know, sometimes, some days, you know, I got a wife, I got an ex-wife, I got kids, I got grandkids, I got a dog that doesn't love me, my customers don't, my customers are mad at me, you know, I just got a ticket, somebody just cut me off. I go in a business where I'm actually going to give them money.
Right.
Shouldn't they be making me feel better?
Absolutely.
Shouldn't there, if I'm having one of those days, you know, all the red's been licked off my candy.
Right.
You think I should be able to walk in? I should say, you know, I don't need anything, but if I go spend some money with these people, I bet they'll make me feel better.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, good luck on that these days.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when someone walks in the door, shouldn't we think, aw, let's love this person up?
Exactly. Exactly, because like you say, they're going to be giving you money. And the other side to it today is you can't afford not to because of the competition. I mean, it's keener than it's ever been. And the thing that is making it particularly keen is the fact that it's so easy for customers to go online and not go on your parking lot.
Right.
You know, and so the ease and comfort.
And I don't get any love online. You know that?
Well, no, but we don't always expect it to be that cuddly online. But when I walk in a store and I'm seeing another human being, I expect it to be that. And that's going to be their differentiator.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like I said, it's real easy to go online and buy, and you can get it the next. Now, more and more, they're making sure distributions are close enough. You could go online in the morning and get it in the afternoon.
But, you know, what gets me is, it's, in my opinion, it's not enough just to say, hello, welcome, I'm glad you're here. What can I sell you? Okay, here it is. It's $7.95. Okay, here's your money. Have a good day. Come back to see us. Thank you. Talk to people. Have
yeah,
a conversation
exactly.
with them. How's your day going?
Yeah,
how are the kids?
Well, you know, it's what Aretha Franklin spell. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
That's right.
Give me the respect. And so, We we're respecting them because, you know, what did Sam Walton say? The customer can fire everybody from the chairman of the board
that's
all
right.
the way down just by spending their money somewhere else. So
that's exactly
it's
right.
It's your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be nice to my paycheck.
Well, absolutely. You know, and when I go in a store, that's the reason why my kids don't like going to the store, because I talk to them.
I talk to
the people. And, you know, they'll walk up and they say, can I help you? I say, no, I'm just shoplifting.
Right, I'm just shoplifting.
That's why I do it all the time. I say that all the time. I'm just shoplifting.
Yeah.
And, buddy, that you should see the head snap all around the building.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, everybody thinks it's funny. And I said, well, that's one way to get people to pay attention to me.
That's right. That's
you know?
Right.
But it's too bad we
have to go to that great extent to get them to pay attention. But here again, what's also so important is if customers never got respect, it'd be one thing, but they do get respect, and they compare you to the great
That's
experiences
right.
they have wherever they go. And, I, you know,
18
I walk
years
in a
ago,
Starbucks, and they know my name and fix my coffee, and,
yep.
and you know, and then I go someplace, other store, and it's the contrast is enough to say this is not good.
There's a place that I used to go to, a little Dairy Queen, that was out of my way when I made a certain trip, and the people over the time, the people, when they saw me drive into the driveway, by the time I got out of my car and walked up to the window, they were handing me what I always got.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And even when the new highway came in and they were off the highway,
right.
I would still detour around to there, and it would be waiting on me when I walked to the window.
And you passed by several of their competitors to get there.
Yeah, they were all over on the highway.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, this and Chip, this costs nothing.
No, it's basic stuff.
Why are we spending nothing to fail? I mean, that's what people are doing.
Exactly.
I don't understand it.
It starts with leadership, and it means getting the right people and
training
them right.
Hire the right people and train them right.
Yeah. And treat them the way you want them to treat your most important customer, or treat your banker. How do you want me to treat your banker? You know.
Right. Right. Yeah, God forbid your banker walks in and doesn't get good service. Well, no wonder you can't make your payments.
Well, there you go. That's my standard is, how do I want my employees to treat my banker if that banker walked in the front door? That's how I want to treat them.
Yeah. And let me tell you, the young kids are, what I get a kick out of, a lot of them will look at me in the eye and they'll smile and they'll say, have a great day.
Yeah.
Now, they really are trying, but they don't know that they should also say, thank you for your business.
Exactly.
I hope you have a great... In other words, it's not that they're not personable, or it's not that they're not looking me in the eye. They don't know what to say. They need training.
They don't go the extra step.
Because they don't know any better.
They feel like you're important.
They don't know any better.
No, exactly. And here again, that's back on the small business owner to say, we got to make sure we invest in our people so they'll invest in our customers so our customers will invest in us.
And the same company, the same small business that won't train their people to do this are the same ones that complain about online sales.
Exactly.
They don't have a leg to stand on either.
No, they don't.
Point.
Absolutely.
ChipBell.com, right?
Yes, sir. ChipBell.com.
Hey, Chipster, come back soon.
I will do it. Thanks, Tim. Always good to be with you.
Chip Bell, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Chip joined us, and so we did. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.